Ray is in for a kōrero today, and speaking about his new album, Ariki. I've had the pleasure of seeing Ray perform numerous times, and I really like the way he rolls. Wonderful entertainer, you know, and some really interesting music scapes that he has created, and also got some pretty deadly dance moves too. Ray, let's welcome him to the program. Hey, Slick, what's doing? How are you going on there?
Kia ora, kia ora. I am good, thank you. Kei te pē whi a koe.
Ka pai, Ray. Look, I know you've actually got a name, but what would you like me to call you? Ray.
Ray.
And most people call you that, except your mum.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, most people call me Ray. My mum calls me Ray most of the time. Most of my old Wellington friends, they might call me Callum.
So, okay.
But that's all right.
Just remind our listeners too, please, Ray, where the journey began for you in a musical sense. I know that you did some schooling and had a little bit of bass reel as a youngster, but it feels as though you're using your reel much more too as you grow your musical reputation. Tell us about the first efforts with the reel, and I guess we were talking some early day styles hip-hop back in the day.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been learning te reo my whole life. I learned it at high school and studied it at Wikitoria, Victoria University in Te Whanganui, Aotearoa. Just when I started releasing music more seriously in my late teens and early 20s, like, I kind of just slowly started dropping in a few kupu Māori here and there, and people would, like, respond really well to it. So I kind of just got more and more confident and wanted to try more and more. And then, moving up to Tāmaki Makaurau in 2015, I started working a lot with Cog Studio out in Titirangi here. And, they do heaps of reo Māori music, so they were really encouraging of me to just not be whakamā and make Māori music the way that I wanted to do it and not have to worry about, you know, what other people were doing too much. I kind of just took that on board. And, it's been... I think 2018 was the year I released my first ever full, like, reo Māori waiata. And, it's just been dropping pretty consistently ever since, really.
And that's culminating here in your new album, Ariki. Sometimes people, well, put it this way, better singers than they are performers. I sense from you that you actually consider very carefully how the audience reacts to your music. And you put a lot of effort into an on-stage presence to complement your sound with dances, and not just, you know, backup dancers while you stand looking cool with the microphone, because you rip into it as well. How much consideration is that for you? The you know, how it's perceived in a live sense, as well as making the sound work well without sight, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, that's the fun thing about being an artist is that you can really just curate and really get to the fine details of how your music is presented when you're doing it live. I've always been kind of bored by rappers that would just stand up on stage with a DJ and rap over backing tracks. So I've, like, always kind of pushed myself to do something different than that and not just be a USB rapper, someone who just rocks up with a USB. Obviously that's fine for some people as well, but yeah, I try to add on extra things. Like you say, I have dances, and we do kind of modern Māori kapaka inspired routines and everything. I also design a lot of my visuals for, like, screens and video screens and stuff when I'm performing on stage as well. You know, even down to the outfits, like, I'm all over that as well. Like, sometimes my dancers have a bunch of moko and stuff like that just to help bring the vibe. I may not be, like, the strongest singer or, like, the strongest rapper or anything, but, like, when it comes together, like, as a whole package, like, I'm a pretty good dancer and I'm a pretty good, performer. And, like, I like to use my sense of humor and everything on stage. I like to get cheeky with the crowd and build that rapport. And, yeah, I just think it's, you know, a powerful thing that we get to do as musicians to, you know, build that vibe with everyone that are watching the performance. And so, yeah, I really love it here.
And I do too, because of that extra effort that you put in to that visual performance. And I had a feeling that you had a hand in your quirky costuming and and design, bro. Hey, good on you.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, your new album out, it's called Ardiki. There's 20 songs. You could have done two albums. You could have made a double album.
I know. What am I doing?
But anyway, just while we're talking, and can I also, as I mentioned, I'm a bit whakamaa to talk over people's lyrics, especially Aotearoa Māori lyrics. But if it helps for our listeners at home to just get a feel of where you're going, if you don't mind, we'll put up some music in the background here and sort of fade it up and out, if that's okay with you. We've just got 6 minutes
that's
anyway.
All good.
So what track would you suggest might illustrate some of where you're taking your music, Ray, that our engineer can put up while we have a yarn?
Maybe, do you have the whole album? If you got the whole album, then I'd like to
hear Moi
Moi
A. Moi Moi A. Throw that up, please, Rangi, if you'd be kind enough. Thanks very much.
Joyce.
Okay, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about it, what inspired you to write it and what it speaks to.
Yeah, so this whole album is kind of written like a self-help audiobook on how to be a rangatira in today's day and age. You know, it's just some of my whakaaro on how you can be more chiefly in everything, or how I can be more chiefly in my day-to-day life. So it's got like six interludes on it that are voiced by my friend Turia, and those kind of just, outline my whakaaro on that kaupapa. But yeah, it's like the first album that I've done that I've really done that many kind of interludes and everything and something as kaupapa-driven as this. So yeah, that's exciting. The song Moi Moi A is kind of just about just me talking a bit about my journey and about my dreams with my ara puhoro, my music journey, I guess, and a bit about my backstory as well. So it's a nice little intro to the album, really.
Cool. Let's fade up a little bit, please. I don't even want to have a listen for a little bit. I tā painau e toku māma ko karamu. Koia te take hiti no pai aho ki ngā manu. Koia te waihoka taku pāpā i aku taramu. Koia te pahu i karawhiu. I whakahere o, i arai ato, ki te tutuki. You got a very distinctive sound, Ray. And isn't that what you're aiming to achieve, you know, rather than copy or emulate something else, actually to people know it's you when they hear it. So that's neat. I like the groove going on there. Limited for time, as you know. We'll put another song up too. What's your other suggestion that we can have a quick listen to? Ehoa?
Quick listen to Pohutukawa would be good, since that's the current single we're pushing.
Cool. And you've been able to release, which is a modern concept, without a record label, which is even a term of yesteryear, isn't it? But
yeah, what the label is.
Yeah, and now, so you write, produce, and have copyrighted all your material as well. You own your own production house, so to speak, right?
So I do work with a small independent label called Cog as well. So we run a label, an independent label, just to release my music called Cog Chief. Cog is them, chief is me, and we just work together on the music. Working with an independent label has its own challenges. It means I have to do a lot of the promo work as well. They obviously help out, but it also means that I do always have, you know, control and creative control of what I'm doing. So that's the main thing for me.
Well, Brian, I want to wish you well with the mahi, and I've got this one back to front because I should have really invited you to speak of your whakapapa connections. A lot of our listeners are really warm to that too, because they realise, that's one of my rallies. So
that's it.
I know it's back to front, but no he koe e oa.
No Ngāti Raukawa ki te tonga, ko Ngāti Huia te hapū, ko Ngāti Kikopiriho ki te hapū. Tainui gang.
Well, kia ora te whenanga. I'm looking forward to seeing you rolling across the Atamira, across the summer there, Ehoa. And
kia ora.
Thanks again for speaking of your music. Ray's new music is out. It's called Ariki 20 tracks, and grab hold of it. It will make your life better. Thanks, Ray.
Yes, indeed. Kia ora, ngā mihi mo te kōrero, kia pai tōra.
Me koe hoki, ngā mihi nunui kia koutou.